Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:01 on ESPN 97.5. Me and Del now, as Lance beating it here on ESPN 97.5. Del, you see where Bills fans are being tested now to be able to go to the game.
I did see that.
And not only that, but they told Andrew Cuomo, we don't want you here.
Yeah, apparently the guy who who rubber stamped their ability to go to this game, they don't want anywhere near their building.
They don't come.
No.
We don't want you here.
I know we petitioned you to get this done, but now that you've done that, don't come.
Don't, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
we're good.
Yeah, I don't know how Northern New York feels about Andrew Cuomo. He's probably not a Bills fan by trade, so they're probably like, yeah, you probably root for the Giants or the Jets. Stay home. We don't want you here. I understand that. You're the governor. Doesn't mean you're a fan. Don't glom off of us, because would you be here if the Giants were playing on the same weekend?
No.
No. So you stay down in New York City.
Just stay over there on that side of New York.
Actually, where is the capital is what? New York, Albany, right?
No, it's what? Albany.
Albany. So stay in Albany and leave us alone.
Yeah. Is Albany close to Buffalo?
I don't know.
It might be closer to Buffalo.
It might be, but I don't know the geography of New York.
I don't care. Just stay away from our team.
I get it.
Are you going to jump on a table? Because if you ain't going to jump on a table, we don't want you here.
Or at least jump through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand the mentality. And Buffalo Bills fans are crazy anyway.
And then Sean Payton wants 50,000 people tested, quarantined at a hotel, and so they can all come to the game.
Yeah, he was channeling his inner Dan Mullen for that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are the Saints going to pay for the hotels?
I don't know that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You
want to go to the game? You got to stay in the hotel. You got to pay for it, too.
Or you'll just take your $3,000 and like it, like you have been doing.
Have the Saints had anybody in the building? I don't think they've had anybody.
Well, I believe they have, in particular because the Sugar Bowl had people in it.
Yeah, but
I think the Saints have. It's a small contingent.
They?
Yeah, it's not a lot.
How many do you think we're going to have here at NRG for the playoffs?
What playoffs?
For the playoffs, Del.
You mean there's a watch party to watch the Colts and Titans play this weekend?
Ooh.
A couple?
Is that what we want to watch?
That's encouraging, right? Your division has two playoff teams in it, and the Jags are going to get one of the better quarterback prospects in the last 5 or 6
Things
years.
Things looking good.
Feels great. And your quarterback may want out.
Yeah. Your franchise quarterback said,
Yeah, if you missed it, it's on Pro Football Talk. Mike Florio is saying rumors are circulating that Deshaun is looking into the possibility of getting out of here.
We didn't need Mike Florio for that.
No, we kind of figured.
Yeah, we kind of already knew that one.
That tweet that he deleted might have
us. And it wasn't only that. Lance got some other information.
Oh.
So there was that. That's not anything new, but it's good that Florio
made it a national story now.
Yeah. It's nice.
We talked about how involved Deshaun would be in the process. And the tweet says more things change, obviously the stays the same. So are we to assume he was not that actively involved in the GM search?
I don't know that he wasn't actively, but I don't think that he was even consulted.
Yeah.
And told, this is what we're going to do. I don't know. We don't know. He might have been told, and he might have said, what?
And we said,
we didn't even talk to him. Wait, I wasn't, what?
And we said that, sure, he shouldn't be making the decision, but to avoid this particular situation, you would want to keep him involved and step by step just to let him know what's going on, because he is your dude, but you still make the decision yourself. Yeah, I mean, from what we've been told by Lance, Deshaun has been seeking out information about this. He's trying to figure out what's the next step. He told us in his press conference about how this organization needs a voice and a vision, someone to lead, and so we can all follow. I don't know if the Nick Caserio thing through his channels would have been positioned positively.
No. No. I don't think he thought. We know. He didn't think that was a great hire. We know that. We understand that. 703-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.
People around the league, though, I haven't heard anyone say a bad thing about Nick as an executive. I think the Texans got a good executive in here. The concern is, are the shenanigans finally over?
No.
I mean, Jack got what he wanted so he could stay in place. Is this it? Is this finally it? Are the shenanigans, are we done?
Why would the shenanigans be over?
Just pay Jack off and get him out.
You mean the guy who just
pay Jack his money and get him out.
Phrasing. You mean the guy who just drove to the owner's house and circumvented the entire process? That guy's going to be out the door? The guy who, you know, Cal was paying a lot of people a lot of money. He also paid Corn Ferry. We don't know the number, but he probably paid them a lot of money.
Well, he paid him over six figures.
100%. And all Jack had to do was drive to his house and circumvent that process, allegedly.
I want to hear the question. I want to hear Cal answer the questions. Well, he wasn't on the Corn Ferry list. Why did you choose Casario? Why did you even have Corn Ferry?
Have you heard the song Hosanna? That's what I heard all night on Monday, and that's why I made the choice.
Man.
Yeah, I want to know. That question needs to be asked. In the press conference, we just got an email about when that introductory press conference will be.
Yeah, tomorrow at noon.
Tomorrow. So we'll find out. Will Cal be there? He has to be, right?
No, it's Cal and Nick.
Oh, so Jack won't be there.
But Jack won't be there.
Why?
Because he's not a guy who's not a football guy.
He didn't make the decision. We don't make knee-jerk decisions.
I'm not a football. I'm just a lowly character. I don't do any of this stuff. That's not me.
Did someone drive to your home Monday night, and did you pray on this? That would be my question. No. Did you pray on this decision?
I thought about it in a meditative state.
So do you believe the Holy Ghost told you to pick Nick Casario, or did you hear a different voice?
I don't believe it. I heard the Holy Ghost say, Nick, like that. It was audible. Did you have your eyes closed? Yes. Did it come from your left? Yeah. Was Jack Easterby on your left? Yeah, I don't know what that has to do with anything.
What are these questions leading to, sir?
No more questions, Your Honor.
Man.
1008 ESPN 97. Let's get Jeff in here before we take a break. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you folks?
We're good.
I got one question. I'll hang up. What about Jay Bruce from Beaumont for the Astros playing outfield? Be a good veteran? Sell tickets? The area guy? Probably love to come here.
I don't know. A, it's pandemic, and B, I don't know if Jay Bruce is selling tickets.
He's 33 right now.
Where is he right now?
Jay last was seen in Beaumont. 2020, he was with Philadelphia. He's been with Philadelphia the last 2 years. Well, he was traded in the middle of the year.
Dale, who was that you and I took the phone call, the same guy that kept coming up?
Jason Giambi?
Jason Giambi, yeah, okay.
This guy, Jason Giambi,
that's not him.
No, but this is the Jason Giambi call of the day?
Yeah, kind of, where you think, is this some kind of setup? I didn't even know that was true about selling tickets.
I don't know. Well, he's from Beaumont. I mean,
I know, but I don't know if anyone's going to say, hey, kids, get home. We're going to come pick you up school from early. We're going to see Jay Bruce.
You're going to drive to Houston and watch Jay Bruce play baseball?
I
would go to see, like, Alex Bregman, Carlos Correa.
Yeah, but they're not from Beaumont. So I don't know what you're saying. Jay Bruce hit...
He hit a .98 last year.
Ooh.
But he did have 7 walks.
24 strikeouts.
14 RBIs and 103 at-bats.
I would say Jay Bruce from, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
That was fine.
Yeah, but Jay Bruce who's 33 years old and he was on the Phillies and stunk, I don't know how much that's going to help the Astros.
I don't think that helps a lot.
No.
I'm pretty sure that doesn't help a lot.
Do you think the gentleman who called us, Jeff, may know Jay Bruce?
Is it Jeff Bruce?
I don't know that.
I don't know. No, Jay
Look
Bruce.
Look up Jay Bruce Brothers.
I don't know. I guess a local guy. Kind of local guy. Yeah.
No, I mean, that guy has, he maybe knows him or whatever. That's fine. I don't think Jay Bruce is what they're looking for.
Jay Bruce on the outfield every day? Goodness gracious, no. I mean, Michael Brantley, Jay Bruce, Michael Brantley. I'm going to go Brantley on this one, I think. Now, I know Jay Bruce is going to be a lot cheaper.
Certainly.
You know what, with a .198 average.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know. If we're looking for bargain basement, sure.
Yeah, but is that where we're going now? Well, we're going from George Springer to Jay Bruce?
The pandemic, got to save.
You know, Jay Bruce has 318 career home runs.
No, Jay Bruce has had a nice career.
Yeah, he has.
He's been in the league for 20 years.
Yeah,
three-time All-Star, two-time Silver Slugger. It's you know been a minute.
Since 2008.
So he's been in the league since 2008?
Yes.
Man, I did not anticipate coming back a segment just to do our Jay Bruce segment. I didn't anticipate that.
Well, it's a new day.
Yeah,
it's a new age.
Early life, I'm literally looking up to see if he has a brother. Right? That's the only thing I'm looking for.
He has two sisters, I believe.
Okay. So you're already ahead of me on that one.
Two older sisters.
Personal life, yeah.
Pretty sure that was...
Jay Bruce brother-in-law.
Pretty sure that was literally Jay Bruce that just called. Almighty dollar.
I don't know.
Hey,
that.
What about Jay Bruce, guys? I'll hang up.
What do you think? Sell tickets. Jay, you think pretty highly of yourself, don't you, Jay?
You guys got Jim Crane's number? Sell tickets. 1013 ESPN 97.5. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7. We're going to get off the Jay Bruce subject on the other side.
I thought it was pretty fun.
Yeah, no, it was good.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, the number if you would like to get in here to hang out with us. 713-780-3776. We got a giveaway here, Dale. Supercross giveaway. Don't miss your chance to experience the most competitive and high-profile off-road motorcycle racing championship in the world, Monster Energy AMA Supercross. Three rounds of intense competition coming to NRG Stadium January 16th, 19th, and 23rd. Let's, at 10:30 exactly, 713-780-3776, caller number 5 wins a family four-pack of FanFest and... GA tickets to see the general admission tickets to see the action live on Tuesday, January 19th. Visit supercrosslive.com for more information. So general admission tickets and a family four pack of FanFest. Caller number 5 at 10:30, 713-780-3776. So we give all the listeners a chance to get in. And get in on it. All right, 10:16 right now. Let's get Troy here. What's up, Troy?
Good morning, guys. I listen to your radio show every morning. Really like what you guys are talking about.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
But I brought up Deshaun. We should probably trade Deshaun to the Jags like last week, and someone thought I was drinking. But this morning we hear he doesn't want to be here. He's quietly requesting a trade. I think we should definitely think about doing that, possibly trading him to the Jaguars, getting the number one pick and Trevor Lawrence and maybe more picks. I think that'll be the best fit for us and them. What do you guys think?
So, okay, let's ask this question, Troy. Ask yourself this question. You're the Jags, Troy. Do you do that? First of all, I don't think the Texans would just.
I didn't hear your question. Sorry.
Would you do that if you're the Jags?
Yeah, if you're the Jags, you would definitely do that. You get Deshaun Watson; he's definitely proven he can be a top five quarterback in the league.
You
so
also,
why wouldn't you do that?
You get $150 million contract to pay.
They have plenty of money, and they already have a lot of cap room.
Got a lot of cap. There's no question. Are they ready to win right now?
I was texting around. Here's what the offer. Executives believe the offer would be, this is what it would be. I said, hey, what would the offer be? So I got three responses. Here's two of them. Three number ones. No flip-flopping ones. You don't have one. Three ones. The second one was two ones, two twos.
Okay.
And the other one was three ones.
Okay. So two of the general manager said three ones. So if you're the Jags, you'd have to give up that number one overall
one
pick.
One wasn't a GM. Just personnel guys.
Oh. Personnel guys. So if you're the Jags, you not only have to give up that first overall pick, but you got to give up another first rounder and possibly a couple second rounders.
And another.
Or maybe another. Now, if it's the number one overall pick, though, and it's Trevor Lawrence, I think the price goes down.
Oh, no, they're done. Yeah, the Jags are done. Oh, you mean, yes.
Yeah.
No, we'll give you, they might give you a second.
Trevor Lawrence and a second.
Maybe. Trevor Lawrence is cheap.
Yeah.
They would not do that deal for Jacksonville.
Yeah, no. Jacksonville wouldn't do the deal.
Jets is who you have to talk about.
Yeah. Now, the Jets, you want two or three ones.
We want your two ones this year, and we want your two next year.
Yeah.
And we want your one next year.
Because the Jags don't do that deal, Troy. They just don't. If I'm them, I get Trevor Lawrence on the cheap versus paying Deshaun all that money. And, yeah, Deshaun is proven, but I got a guy that's
he's pretty one of the highly great, regarded.
Best prospects coming out since Andrew Luck.
Yeah, he's very highly regarded. And no matter what you want to say about him, he's actually under contract longer than Deshaun Watson, yeah. Theoretically.
Yeah.
And for a lot less.
5 years. And then you could franchise him after that. I mean.
So it wouldn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
That whole rookie contract.
The Jags wouldn't do it.
The rookie contract for quarterbacks is a really big deal to teams.
Yeah.
That's where they feel like, man, we got to win. We got to have a chance to win like early on with rookie contract.
Like the Texans have won.
Yes.
With Deshaun and his rookie deal. That's right. That's right.
What?
That's right. How the Texans have won. Ain't the Lions stupid. Lions.
How many playoff games has Deshaun won?
Deshaun has won two playoff games.
He has won one.
Oh, well. But yeah, but the one he was on the team.
He wasn't playing.
Doesn't matter. He was on the team. So he won that game.
Which game was he?
The Raiders game.
The Texans went on to make the playoffs the year he got hurt?
No.
He wasn't on the team.
He was probably close to being drafted on that team.
No, remember they traded up after
that. Brock Osweiler won, right?
Yeah. See, but he was close to being on the team then.
Yeah, the next year, yes, right. He was close. Yes, he was.
He kind of
was right there. He was drafted that next offseason.
He was actually drafted because of how poorly the quarterback was playing. So he wasn't really on the team.
Yeah, but he did win. Well, he was hurt 1 year.
Yeah, and they didn't make
the first year.
Okay.
He lost to the Colts.
Uh-huh.
But how are you going to beat the Colts in a playoff game?
Well, other teams do it all the time.
And then he beat the snot out of the Bills.
Did he?
Well.
Didn't he go to overtime?
And then he put 24 in the first 12 minutes of the game.
Actually, he put 17. There was a block punt for a touchdown.
Well, he was on the team at the time.
Yes, he actually was on the team then.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
That's like two wins.
Mm, sure it is.
It's close to two wins. If you put 24 and it was the first 17
it's
minutes.
It's close to two wins.
But they didn't even – they got blown out. How was it close to two wins?
For 17 minutes, you led the game.
How many minutes
no,
are in a
game?
That.
How
many
more
minutes
than
do
that.
They have to, Dell? How many minutes are in a game?
It doesn't matter anymore. It's like two playoff wins
it
to
really
me.
It really is not. It's barely
Longhorn
one.
Longhorn
well,
Scott
his
he wants to get in
really
here.
Really strange.
What's going on, Longhorn Scott?
Longhorn Keith, sorry. It's Longhorn Keith.
Oh, that's Longhorn Keith? Why'd you put Longhorn Scott
They're
on?
All the same to me, John.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're all Longhorns.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you say, Keith?
Man, I thought everything's good, man. Hey, I spit out my coffee, Lance, laughing at the prayer that Zach Easterby was having this morning. That was pretty hilarious. Hey, you know, getting to this Tom Herman firing, listen, I'm of the opinion that Chris Del Conte, and I want to get you guys' opinion on this because I didn't hear you earlier this week in regards to this hiring. I think Chris Del Conte has pushed all his chips in on the table since Urban Meyer turned him down and said, let's go with a Nick Saban disciple in hopes that we can get things turned around and, more importantly, keep the players engaged. I don't know if Steve Sarkisian is the right fit. I'm not excited about it. But I also know that Tom Herman wasn't going to make any much more of an improvement because players literally had checked out on him. And if you've checked out or seen, most of their responses has been sorry to see the guy go, but excited to see the guy go. It's never, it's not this uproar of, you know, like, hey, that was our guy. And so my fear is, though, is that I believe that in 3 years, because Steve Sarkisian forget his off-the-field issues. Maybe a great mind offensively, but I'm not sure, and I've said this before, I'm not sure if people really understand. On the field is one thing at Texas. It's dealing with the boosters and the off-the-field stuff that's the hardest part. And I don't know if he's actually ready for that. And the other part, and I'll leave it and want to get you guys' opinion. I don't believe that people really understand that that Nick Saban's disciples are not really that good. They don't go from Nick Saban and just go become excellent.
Where have we heard that before?
I don't know.
Where have we heard that before?
Kirby Smart's done a nice job.
Yeah, Kirby's done.
You say that? No. You say that, and honestly, and I'm glad you brought that up. Kirby Smart does a great job at recruiting, but the talent he has, they should have lost that bowl game. If it wasn't for a bonehead mistake by Cincinnati's quarterback, taking sacks. Every year Kirby Smart goes to bowl games. His team looks pathetic. And listen, guys. I know people love the SEC, but I'm not convinced that Kirby Smart is. If that's the best that Nick Saban of the Nick Saban's disciples, then I'm sorry that just doesn't cut it for me. I wouldn't want Kirby Smart as a coach.
I don't know. I think he.
Oh man,
he
really. I'm surprised to hear you say that. I think he's highly regarded.
Kirby
he
has some really big in-game foibles.
Yes, he does, but he's had some almost wins against Nick Saban. Maybe you want to talk about that?
Since he got there, he's gotten to the
Nick Saban a couple
times. He's gotten to the national
playoff.
Championship.
He got no playoff and a title. He beat Baylor in the Sugar, lost to Texas.
Beat Cincinnati, beat Oklahoma, beat TCU. I'll take that.
He's on the Mark Richt path.
What Longhorn Keith is basically telling you is if he's basically, without saying it, is Tom Herman beat him. I'm not going to co-sign
that's what
on,
he's,
on
that's
Kirby
what he's
Smart.
Saying. That's what he's saying, actually.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
point exactly.
And that's a lot of that is, though, a team that how many times does it happen, a team that thought that they should have been in a bigger bowl? And
Why should they have been in a bigger bowl?
Because they're Georgia.
Well, they should have lost to Cincinnati. He brings up a point.
Well, they didn't, though.
No, the only reason they didn't is because Cincinnati
is a pretty good football team.
Well, so what? Georgia's not supposed to lose that game. In fact, they were favored by quite a bit. And the only reason they didn't win, the only reason they lost Cincinnati is because they couldn't manage the clock. They didn't snap the ball when they should have. And then instead of running the football, they threw a deep ball.
Yeah, but they won.
His point is they didn't play well. You can win, but they didn't play well. They didn't look like the most talented team in the country, which is what their label is.
But that's another instance of, again, they thought they should have been playing a bigger team than Cincinnati. Regardless, Steve Sarkisian, we're going to be – Longhorn Keith's going to be calling in 3 years going, Steve Sarkisian just wasn't the guy. And, now we got to figure out – to me, Steve Sarkisian was a knee-jerk. Urban Meyer ain't coming. We got to get rid of Tom Herman because all this negativism around the program. We got to get somebody. Let's grab Sark. He's doing a good job with all that talent at Alabama. They did. Steve Sarkisian did win a Heisman Trophy this year. Okay.
Yeah, Texas tweeted out from their account that when Devontae Smith won, they tried to make it about them and Sark.
Yeah, Sark won a Heisman Trophy.
No, he didn't.
Well, he kind of did.
The receiver.
Because the Texas Twitter handle congratulated Sark.
I believe they're bringing over the receiver coach. I think that might. Why
and the line coach.
Why didn't? Well, I don't know if that the. I don't think the receiver coach is official yet. I would have given it more to the receiver coach. You know, the guy who coaches Devontae Smith's position. I would have been like, we brought over a guy who developed the Heisman winner.
Right.
When that happens.
That's the guy.
Yeah, not the great Sark.
Well, Sark called the plays. Well, you got to give him credit too.
Lane Kiffin had them rolling before. I'm just going to put it to you this way. I feel like it's less Sark. And all the talent.
I thought it was Devontae, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I think
I'm pretty
it's
sure
all the guys.
It.
I think it's all the five stars they recruit every year.
Yeah.
As opposed to Sark. Sark did a nice job, but I think they are off the mark. When they hire their wide receiver coach, you can say he coached the Biletnikoff winner and the Heisman Trophy winner, and that's gonna be good for recruiting.
Mm-hmm. All right, 713-780-3776. When we come back, how about this? Odds, some different kind of bets for this weekend's game. What are the odds? Today's what are the odds Thursday? Those are the odds Thursday. Those are the odds Thursday. Or is it throw shade?
Well, we're supposed to do it, but it was rather weak. Was it weak the last time or did
no,
they pick it up?
No, it was actually really good last time. So shall we give it one more shot?
Well, you set it up kind of weirdly because we have a giveaway to do at 10:30.
That's so all right. Oh, that's true.
All the calls are going to be coming in. So I don't know. You want? I don't know. It's up to you how you want to do it, though.
Yeah, let's do it right after the calls. Eliminate them and let's go. We're going to throw shade Thursday when we come back. 713-780-3776 and caller number 5 at 10. Well, it's already going on right now. Is going to win those tickets to, what is it? Motocross?
Supercross.
So we got that. 713-780-3776.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. We'll give you a chance now. We got a winner on the Supercross, so we appreciate that. You want to call in and play Beat the Limo Guy, 7137. Beat the Limo Guy. Hello. Throw Shade Thursday. 713-780-377. We should do Beat the Limo Guy tomorrow because we got games. But Limo Guy is so bad. Limo Guy. I feel bad for him. You know how many Del Frisco's gift certificates he had to buy this year? It's just terrible. He was just awful, Limo Guy. But that's to your benefit. So 713-780-3776 if you want to throw some, make some shade right here on ESPN 97.5. Adele's got to answer the phones and he's got to play the sounder. Are you ready?
Not even close.
No. Well, yeah, kind of screwed you on that giveaway,
yeah,
didn't I?
A little bit.
You think?
A little bit.
You think Adele's never worked so hard in a break in his life.
Answering calls for... And apparently everyone wants to play, so we got callers, so I got to do that too.
Are you ready?
Let's see. Let's make sure. Get that out of the way. Wait for the sounder to come up. All right. We should be okay.
Are you ready, Del?
Throw some shade!
No, apparently not.
No?
Let's try that one more time.
Let's throw some...
Well, not ready.
Okay, now the system is screwing me. Like you screwed me, now the system
is
screwing
me. The system is...
Let's try it one more again.
Let's throw some shade.
Yeah. Wow, you felt like you were in prison.
That was ugly. That's way ugly. I got to get back to answering calls, John. By the way, Throw Shade Thursday is brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com. John Clay Wolf, that show's on every Saturday. GiveMeTheVin.com.
Yep. All right. 713-780-3776. If the phone has been ringing and nobody answering, no, you can call back because Del was a little bit busy. So let's go. Who's first up? It's Tommy. He was the first one in line. What do you say, Tommy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning. It's Tommy Stark. Hey, what's up with that intro? Maybe you guys need to call ZipRecruiter and get yourselves a better producer. So... My shade is not at Dell, so keep it up, Dell. My shade is actually at Cal for letting Jack making him his personal puppet. You know, at this point, we just got to figure out what kind of puppet is Cal. Is he the one with the strings, or is he the other one with, you know, the hand going? Yeah. And then the last thing is, does Jack actually, if Cal is one of those that, you know, you stick your hand up there, does Jack actually wash his hand afterwards? Shade throw.
Throw some shade.
We can't talk about the hand puppet that goes up the beat back. That's not.
I think these are important questions.
No, is he the string puppet or the
some, Can we ask him that?
Or lamb chops.
Will you ask him that in the press conference?
Huh? I'm not asking him that in the press conference.
What type of puppet are you, sir?
I'm not going to the press conference. Yeah. I couldn't care less. Because it's going to be just it's going to be terrible. It's going to be terrible. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Raheezy. Delvecito!
Delvecito! Patres.
Para tres, gentlemen, good morning. Shout out to the hardest working man in the business, Dale. Hola, 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 le. And I got to give a shout out to my boy, First World Fred, you know, T-Boys. You know, we up here.
Do what?
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I don't know what dropped. I don't know what the hell he said. I don't know what he said. I did all that with the Delvincito, and that's all I got?
Well, you're a puppet, too. Are you the one with the strings, or do you have his hand? Does he have his hand up your butt?
Oh, that's the knee jerk reaction.
I know it's a Pavlov.
It is.
He does that.
He says Delvincito, I say Delvincito. That's it. All right, Mito. Hey, what's going on, Mito?
Hey, hey. Happy 2021 to everybody, man. The thing for this year is get that money. So that leads me to my shade. So my baby mama, I knew my Trump check already came in because they sent me an email saying they came through. So I waited a couple of days and she still didn't tell me nothing. So I finally hit her up 3 days later and she's like, nah, I ain't get it. I was like, yeah, you did get the email, man. She want my money. Whoa. So needless to say, I had to go over there the other night and do what I got to do so I get my Trump check, man. Say throw to my baby mama, man.
Oh, he throws some, make some shade.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Del's like, God. Del, you need four hands in there. I'm telling you.
Like Robert Kraft?
He is. Yeah, you need to be four-handed. That's what we call you, Robert Kraft in there. Okay? Four hands. All right, you want to finish up La Raza?
Yeah, he's back.
La Raza, finish up, mijo.
Oh, my bad, Johnny G. My bad. I don't know, man. My phone kind of messed him up this year, man. But, yeah, man, I wanted to give a shout-out to my boy out there, First World Fred. You know, T-Boy, stay up. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Dell. Hola, hola, le. Hardest working man in the business, like I said before. But, I think everybody already threw shade on Cal, and I can tell you what kind of puppet he is. He's like the up-the-butt kind of puppet. Mm. The hand up the butt. That's what he is. Mm. But my shade really goes to all these people calling in your show, man, talking about y'all political views. Do you know what y'all calling? ESPN Houston, man. Nobody gives a damn about no political views, man. Look, I just tell you right now, if they're up in Capitol Hill, I need my stimulus check. Hey, send it to my way, all right? I need my money. Shade phone.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Yeah, we only got the one guy that wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was listening to network programming.
Yeah, he was he from 5 o'clock in the morning.
He said he was trying to
get
in.
I've been trying to call all morning.
Lines were open.
No, you not us.
Not us. You weren't calling. 713-780-3776. What is that? Laro? Laro. What up, Laro?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Oh, good. I want to throw some shade. I work for the city of Beaumont, and I want to throw some shade on the civilians who don't pay their bill and get mad at me when I got to come get their water meter.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Thank you for your service, sir. Thank you, Laro. But pay your bills, okay? Pay your water bill so he ain't got to come and take your meter.
Snatch up your meter.
Steve is next. What's going on, Steve? Hey, Steve. Oh, Steve, we lost Steve. Lazy J's on suspension.
Why?
What did we suspend him for again? That call?
That call.
The Lakers call?
The Lakers call.
Oh, that LeBron.
He called about LeBron yesterday.
He got suspended again?
He got suspended again. He called yesterday wanting to talk about LeBron versus MJ, all-time great.
And he said he thought, does LeBron look at MJ like an absentee dad? And that's why he's going at him so hard, because MJ never embraced LeBron.
Yeah. No, Lazy J, you're on suspension for the worst call ever.
okay. in the middle of the Casario Texas.
After
stuff.
Swearing your last call, this one you call and the worst call ever. So you're on double secret probation right now. Okay?
That's, by the way, that's John.
Yeah.
No, that to you.
Yeah. Steven is next. What's up, Steven?
What's up, guys? I want to throw shade at Mr. Josh Ennis. I called him a couple weeks ago telling him how the Texans are the same old, we're going to miss out on Eric Bieniemy, and he laughed at me. I'm just letting him know now that it's going to be the same Texans over and over and over again. And see ya.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Yeah. Well, you predicted it. I'm just shocked, even for just the optics. Interview Eric Bieniemy. Interview him. What do you have to lose? Zoom call him. It's not that hard. Yeah, pretend like you pretended with Marvin Lewis and Jim Caldwell. And you know what? This is like the number one candidate out there. You can pretend like you want, like, oh, wow, we really wanted Eric Bieniemy. Just missed out on him. Oh, darn it. Dang it, darn it. We missed out on Eric Bieniemy, but we sure did interview him. Man, he had a great interview. Loved him. Actually, we were going
to. Jerry Hunsick used to. Oh, when he'd come in with an offer. After you got an offer, he'd come in like $100 lower. Oh, well, the
Beltran deal.
Yeah, but he also did it with like Daryl Kyle. Like, we came in with another offer. He beat us to it.
Just missed it. The cards got him.
We got a call off the air because he can't get on the air anymore from Lazy J. He said that tell John that La Raza gave me the Addy. And be ready for him to pull up on you.
Ooh, he's pulling up.
For keeping him off the air.
He's pulling up on me?
Yes.
I don't think he wants a piece of that.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I'm pretty sure you don't want to pull up on me.
Maybe you hear the earlier in the show when he said he gets oil all over because he's
that Italian?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's that Italian. He's got oil on his desk he has to clean up.
I take the shirt off. I'm so slimy, you can't bring me down. Okay? Mm-mm-mm. All right? Let's finish it up with Chris. What up, Chris?
Hey, guys. First, I called in to throw shade, but I called in at 10:30 and won ticket, so I'm throwing some love to 97.5 today.
Cool.
But on the other end of that, I also want to throw some shade at Cal McNair. It just seems like we've used so much time that we could have spent building up the franchise into a winning franchise. J.J. Watt, you know, golden years. They're looking like rearview mirror type effects. And Deshaun, he's getting more and more disgruntled. It's hard because I thought with J.J. and him blowing up like he did that we'd, you know, definitely get something to surround him. And it's just been a dismantling from the top down. So I just want to throw shade at Cal. I think until his mindset changes, our franchise isn't going to change for the better. And throw love to 97.5, guys. Appreciate it. Y'all made my day.
All right, pal. Chris, we appreciate it. All right. That's it. Throw Shade Thursday in the books. The people are responding, though.
Yeah, they need a little prodding, a little motivation.
But
they've responded.
They responded. And we had you working. That's the hardest segment I've ever seen you work.
And it's no AC in here. It's hot.
1045 ESPN 97.5 finishing up strong with News of the Weird. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Looking for a quick online sports fix? Then try sportsmap.com. Sportsmap is your online home for the teams you care about most, like the Astros, Texans, and Rockets. Unlike other sports media in town, you'll find unfiltered opinions on Sportsmap. Plus, you can check out videos featuring your favorite ESPN 97.5 hosts, including John, Lance, Charlie, Joel, AJ, Fred, and more. Sportsmap.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's sportsmap.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. 1048 ESPN 97.5. Our final segment here of the show. We're going to bring you to the press box. They'll have plenty to say. Look at that. What is wrong? How about him? He's leaving at 10:48 and the chair thing?
It's disrespectful.
It is disrespectful. Some stories coming out of, well, first let's start with, there are more than a few stories coming out of yesterday's deal. One of them is all of the people that stormed the Capitol yesterday, Dell. One of them was a West Virginia delegate who just sworn in.
Yeah, I saw that. He's filming himself, I think. He's got his camera phone out, I think, or his phone out, saying, "I'm storming the Capitol." And he identifies himself. He says, this is so-and-so.
Derek Evans is in the Capitol.
Yeah.
Dumbass. You can get in without storming it.
No, but he needed to be part of the mob. But he also needed to tell everyone who he was. Because that little piece, I don't know.
Isn't that an act of treason? And if you're a congressman, should you?
Well, he's a delegate, which means I guess he was going to play. I don't know how it works. It just knows that West Virginia went to Trump. So I guess he was going to be part of that whole process, I assume. But I don't. The pull to be famous or to have people like what you're doing now has you exposed as a guy who, you know, stormed the Capitol.
Yeah.
Because you just couldn't shut up about it.
Broke the law.
Yeah. And he couldn't shut up about it. He had to tell everyone where he was. And now he's got to answer some questions.
Yeah. Rudy Giuliani's in the news.
That's surprising.
He left a voicemail for Tommy Tuberville.
At least he thought he did.
To stall Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I called the wrong number.
Yeah, I did appreciate
the message on somebody else.
I did appreciate a lot of people making the joke that Tommy Tuberville sworn in and now the Capitol defense goes to crap. Mm-hmm. That's on brand.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Ryan Lizza put out a picture of the guy who stole the podium from the Capitol. And he tweeted it out and he said, "Via Getty, one of the rioters steals a podium from the Capitol." And after that, all of Twitter was looking for Via Getty on Twitter so that they can destroy him.
Cancel. Yeah.
They can cancel Via Getty. Except Via Getty means...
Via Getty images.
Via Getty images that we're just crediting the guy who took the picture.
I would say...
Who's dumber? The guy with the podium that's walking out of the Capitol or the people that are looking for Via Getty on Twitter?
See, the problem is I believe the guy who was taking the podium, if he was, you know, attempting to cancel someone, he'd be looking for Via Getty too.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with all of Twitter because not one of you could figure out, not one of you knew that he was referring, that it's about Getty images.
Yeah, I get it, but Via Getty?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Look, there are a lot of names out there that people,
right.
You named your kid that. I haven't met anyone named Via yet. Not spelled that way. V-I-A.
V-I-A. No, but you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't a Via sometime soon.
I'm sure. I'm sure there probably is right now.
Yeah. There's one more story about, I don't want to even do it, though.
Oh. A filter?
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Okay. You're going to do the story, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Well, it's a bit ironic. This one's a bit ironic. The woman who died, apparently the last thing she said, "Nothing will stop us."
Famous last words.
Yeah. There's the irony.
Yeah, if you missed it, in the chaos, a woman was shot. I don't know if they've identified who shot her, but there's video of it. I saw it initially on Twitter. And she got shot in the neck. She was bleeding, and they were calling for assistance. She died at the hospital. And her last words were, a bullet will stop a lot of people. Unfortunately, she passed away at the hospital.
Yeah, she did. Man, there's video that came out of the police opening up the barricade and just turning around and walking and then taking selfies.
Yeah.
That's not really great. Guarding the Capitol.
Particularly when there are individuals in there who, you know, might have been fearing for their lives.
And yeah.
Just an open invitation. The Capitol Police are going to, they're going to get hit hard with. Because all the non-traditional media who captured images and video, it's not going to go well for them.
No.
So I imagine there'll be a bloodletting with the Capitol
Police.
Yeah,
there was a lot of praise for the the people who were defending the Capitol yesterday.
Yeah, and rightfully
so. Some
of
them won't get that.
Yeah, because they'll
not,
get
not in the long run.
They'll get identified, and then they'll have to answer questions. It wasn't a great day all around for really anyone.
There's a there's a rumor in KwaZulu-Natal. Apparently, the rumor is that 5G is causing COVID-19.
I heard that before.
Yeah. So what were they, so what'd they do? They were burning down all the cell phone towers.
I mean, if you ardently believe that cell phone towers are, you know, creating a worldwide pandemic, the reasonable response is to, you know, burn them down. Or you could just, you can either burn them down or force the people who run them to turn them off. So I guess burning them down is the right approach.
Yeah. No, I see that.
If I told you something was causing
millions
of deaths, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And all you had to do was burn something down.
Done.
You'd probably do it.
Done.
I mean, I don't know if I would believe.
You got to burn the studio down? All right.
Well, it hasn't caused a death yet.
Yeah. I got to bow up on Lazy J? Okay. Is Lazy J causing?
No, but he has challenged you.
He did. He said he was going to pull up on me.
Is aggressive. He doesn't know where you live, but.
No.
So it's going to be a little difficult.
Pull up. Where's he gonna pull up?
He knows where you work.
Yeah.
He's going to be waiting outside for you.
I ain't worried about that
white guy. Do you need security?
No, I don't need
On the way down? Do you need
I don't need any security.
Do you need to be locked away?
I'm pretty sure I'm good.
Do you want us to lock you in a room until we escort him off the premises and then you go to your car?
No.
Okay.
I'm not Nick Saban's daughter. I don't have to be locked in the bedroom.
No. She locked herself in the bedroom. Then when she got out, she put the beating on someone. You want to be Nick Saban's daughter in this case.
National Geographic photographer George Steinmetz has drawn some criticism.
Apparently, he
presented himself without a mask in Ethiopia. And he explained the face coverings and social distancing weren't necessary because of the stronger immune systems of rural Ethiopians. Do Ethiopians have a stronger immune system, though?
Does this border on the lines of what that dude said that got himself kicked off, Jimmy the Greek, when he said something about an extra bone in the ankle? Is it along those lines?
I don't know.
Is he getting that type of reaction?
Listen, don't you have to have a stronger immune system to run as long as they do?
I don't know.
Can run now.
I don't know how the biology works, or maybe they just train and it goes that way, and where they live helps them out. I don't know about stronger immune system. I would say don't use that as a reason not to protect yourself from COVID.
I don't know.
Are you agreeing with the photographer?
I'm not agreeing. I'm not disagreeing. I just don't know, I said.
But you say it in the tone like it's possible. Like, well, I don't know.
I have no idea. All I know is that dude said it. He's catching it.
That is correct.
That's all. That's all I know. We're done. The Press Box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a great day, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.